Welcome to the Inner Hall Uprising!
I'm Shanika.
I'm Sam.
We are Slam Pal Productions.
This is the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of two black, queer, feminist, polyamorous, sexual.
We get more and more confused as we introduce ourselves over the course.
What are these bitches? They're right? Everything.
We're all of it.
We're everything.
Except we're not several things. But yeah. Hey, you know, whatever.
Yeah. We're not trying to steal identities here.
Yeah. So.
If you're here for the first time, welcome.
If you're returning,
welcome back.
And if you're with us, because like, is this the 11th episode?
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening.
Have you been with us?
Keep telling
since
your
the beginning?
Friends about us.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you for validating my existence. This is so sweet.
So at the time that you're currently hearing this, Shanika's on vacation or whatever.
Yeah, I'm in San Francisco.
Yeah, she's having a great time.
Hopefully.
So this will be a mailbag episode.
Hell dedicated
strictly to you.
And fucking you.
Yeah, we're going to fuck you all throughout this episode.
Yeah.
Sit on your faces.
Yeah.
You're going to sit on ours.
Seems like a lot.
So many faces.
It's like a lot of faces.
Your face is like mad moist.
But
it's like pruning.
You need a washcloth.
Face smells like ass.
Oof. It's got to a place.
Sorry.
So then we're just gonna dive the fuck into your stories.
With our first and only segment.
Fuck you! So the first story is from Jackie. She's 24. You should remember her. She went over to a gentleman's house. You promised
All right,
her.
First, she was. She was promised by
only
a man she met
head.
On Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
Only head and dinner. He said, I just want to
eat you out endlessly for eternity. That's,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So she wrote us in and she was like, should I do it? And we were like, hell the fuck yeah, you do it.
Yeah.
We were like, hell the fuck yeah, you do it. And then she wrote back to us and she was like, well, I went to this man's house.
It smelled like shit and cat. Yeah.
Exactly.
It smelled like shit, cat, sad animal.
Cat shit and cat dick.
Cat dick.
And also, on top of that, the man lived in... No, he didn't live in a crib.
He slept
his
in a
bed
crib.
Was a crib. He lived with his parents because he's 21. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the economy is fucked up. And his bed was a transformative crib.
Yeah.
She wrote to us saying, should I let this man eat my pussy in a crib?
Yeah.
And so, she updated us on that. Thank you,
Jackie. And here's where we are. Now I can take it.
Okay.
Hey guys, so I listened to the podcast and your advice, and although you told me not to see him again, I did anyway. I took the advice to try and fuck him in his car after dinner, but that didn't work. Because of our schedules, our time always conflicted, and we couldn't make solid plans for dinner. He did ask me to come over again, and he would cook me something. I was apprehensive, but I had just gotten a Brazilian wax, and somebody needed to put their face in it. So,
yes, bitch.
I agreed. Right? Snaps. I decided that I would suffer through just to see if the head was good, and then I would break ties with him. The stench of his home and other factors were deterring me from pursuing any kind of relationship with him. So the day comes, and I go to his house. Surprisingly, the smell wasn't as bad as the first time.
Wow, he's shaved up. Maybe he listened to the
or
podcast.
Or she just is like, the surprise didn't hit her as well as the stench.
Right, she might be used to it now.
She got in shock. There was still a stench, but I could breathe through it, and I didn't have to keep my scarf on this time. I'm assuming it got better because he had did laundry.
Wow.
I get to his house, and I go to his nursery.
Quote-unquote nursery.
I don't know how you guessed it, Sam, but... it is really purple, like a lavender shade. I sit on his crib, which ironically had a teddy bear on it.
Oh my God.
We faked like we were going to chill and watch a movie, but we both knew why I was there.
Telepathically, like, you're gonna eat my pussy, you're gonna eat my pussy.
Just send the pussy eating vibes.
Exactly.
5 minutes into the movie, he asked if he could take my pants off, and I consented.
Yes.
Because he just wanted to see what underwear she was wearing. Let's be honest. Side note, I thought it was so cute that he asked. Consent is a big thing with me.
Right.
Consent is the only thing.
You're right.
So, we get my pants off, and he starts kissing my inner thighs and getting familiar with the area.
He's having a good time.
I'm just staring at the TV screen, not believing that I'm getting my pussy ate in a crib when I said I wasn't going to, waiting for it to go bad and for him to start munching on my labia. Luckily, that didn't happen. The head was amazing.
Woo!
When I say amazing, it was magnificent. magnificent. Wow. It was the best head I've ever gotten in my whole sexual life.
Wow. Shit.
I came countlessly. Oh, and he just kept going.
Oh, my God.
What I liked was that he didn't focus only on the clitoris like most guys. I hate that, by the way. He licked and stroked my labia, gave me both clitoral and vaginal stimulation. Snaps to that. He would switch up his speed and intensity. It was amazing. And he did this all without instruction or prior discussion. Yeah. That boy had talent. Literally best head I've ever gotten.
Oh my God.
Now I've orgasmed and he moves up and starts kissing my neck. He tries to kiss me, but I deny him, so he continues to kiss my neck. He said if we could have He asked if we could have sex, and I said no. I was already a grown woman getting head in a crib. I refused to let him hit in the crib. I wouldn't be able to live with that.
I got fucked in the crib. I love her.
He continued to kiss my neck and then asked again. Again, I said no. At this point, he sensed that it was seriously not going to happen and got up and walked out of the room. Ouch. He comes back. I put my pants back on, and we're watching the last scene of the movie.
Aw. How do you continue with, like, Balto 3 after you've just gotten
it's like Wally.
Right?
The movie ends about 5 minutes later, and he hints that I should call a cab and go home, basically putting me out. Damn. Mind you, this is the same guy that keeps asking me to stay for breakfast, but now that he sees he's not getting my pussy, I should go home. This is the same guy that promised the arrangement and stated that he only wanted to eat me out and that sex was optional if I wanted it.
Niggas is strife. Niggas is
strife. Nonetheless, I called the cab and I went home. Like I thought, he didn't text me or call me. I didn't reach out to him and I never heard from him again. Sorry it took so long to update you guys, but I had to let y'all know what happened. Love you guys and love the show.
Love you.
Thank you. We love you too.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, right.
And his great head skills.
Yeah, he was good at it.
Wow, so really it was just all a lie. Like, why? What was the point of lying?
I think just it's like the bait of the endless head.
But then you're not even going to deliver it, so it's like, maybe if you delivered it, a couple of times, you'd be like, all right, nigga, you're really good at head, so maybe you're good at hitting this pussy, too. Like, it might have happened eventually, but
he just wasn't in it.
Shit, you lied off bat. You didn't even try to make it seem like you were telling the truth.
The fact that he was so frustrated.
Right.
He walked out of the room?
Yeah, right?
Like, what did
he had
do?
To go jerk off.
Aww.
Or something. I don't know. Maybe he called his homies. Maybe put it in the group chat.
Jerked what off do I do? Your chest.
And the group chat was like, tell that bitch to go home.
He could have consulted the squad.
Exactly. We don't know what he did.
But, you know, go her for following up and be like, you know what, I'm curious. Let me see how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
And
it worked
well.
Out. It
the
worked
best
out.
Head of her sexual life.
That's crazy.
So now she is like the standard, the highest standard.
Damn.
But, you know, if something surpasses it, it's good to know.
Wow,
you know?
Yeah. Keep us updated on your other head.
Yeah. Encounters. Please, I'm curious.
Seriously.
Forever.
Now I'm kind of like, man, should I hit her up for information?
For just not in the crib. Oh,
not
man.
In the crib. Never in the crib.
Not even the crib.
That would be weird, though.
I want to do an adult baby episode because I know, we'll bring in an adult baby.
Explain what an adult baby is.
And a possible mommy.
Because not everybody knows.
I don't know as much as I would like to know.
No, but people listening don't know at all. So from your
so
understanding.
So it's, what I know of it from someone who's told me about it is she wears diapers and she wears them around all day, shits in them, pees in them, will kind of get off in them, and
will kind of get off in them.
We'll get off in them. You know, we'll just masturbate and have a full sexual experience while wearing this diaper. And a part of that for her is also
in
being
the diaper.
Yeah, it can be. It can be. When she's out and about during the day, she has methods and modes of keeping, you know, the smell in tact, and there's Reddit communities about, you know, how to live a lifestyle with a diaper on, wearing onesies. I think it's called being being an adult baby, and you're in the baby mindset, and you can the way that submissives submit themselves to a dom, adult babies can submit themselves to a mommy, or I think also a father, I assume, you know. So that is a whole lifestyle sexual situation that I know so little about, but would love to get an adult baby and a mommy or daddy on to talk about soon. Because, she was saying things about, nurseries and, that's strange. I'm like, you know what?
Oh, but
know.
Some people actually.
In my mind, I'm like, that's a thing. Yeah. I've seen videos where people, have built their own, woodwork their own cribs and just hang around and
so
are
true.
Full-time babies.
Maybe this guy didn't never upgrade to an adult bed. Maybe he had an adult bed and was like, I want my crib.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a thing. I would love an adult baby episode.
That would be good.
Just gotta, probably, we can find somebody.
We can find an adult. If you're an adult baby, let us know.
Yeah.
If you want
Let us know, and we will not share your info with anyone. And we also...
Everybody's anonymous.
Everyone is anonymous. Unless otherwise stated. And if you're scared of having your voice recognized, we can also change the tone of your voice and throw some filters on that shit, and then no one will know it's you.
Yeah, exactly.
So we can, like, if you want to be interviewed on something, but you don't want anyone to know, like, really, you're safe.
For reals. We all about protecting that identity here at Inner Hope Uprising.
Exactly.
So our next confession is from, or our next letter is a confession from Michaela Pratt. Mm-hmm. Name has been changed. So Michaela writes, I caught feelings for a fuckboy and I'm ashamed. We've all been there. He partially pursued me for months because, you know, lack of effort and shit. That's so funny. Partially pursued. That's exactly what they do.
So honest.
Yeah. We had sex and then he really started to fall off. But of course, I downplay the whole situation to my friends, but really I'm struggling with it. He had this boyish charm about him. He'd be seductive one minute and shy the next. He was so polite, so sweet. He would get out of his car and hug me every time he came to get me. He would ask me before he held my hand. He would ask to kiss me. I had never experienced that before, and that's why I ended up liking him. Although he is a fuckboy, I'm scared I won't ever meet anyone like him.
Oh. There's a lot in there.
Michaela.
It sucks because, like, the fuckboy is an illusion of sweet man.
That's exactly what it is.
You know?
They've all got that boyish charm.
You'll meet other people like him.
Yeah, you will.
And they could also be just dicks. Like him in their shittiness as well.
Exactly. What you really need is, like, a fully rounded person who actually, like, wants to, if you're interested in that,
yeah,
he's interested in that, commit to you, and he won't lie and say, like, I'm interested in being committed to you or whatever. But he, like, fully will, and he'll actually put in the effort. Like, if somebody's, like, vaguely pursuing you or, like, partially pursuing you, they don't want you.
Yeah.
Sorry, Michaela.
It's so true.
And it has nothing to do with you. He's just not interested in commitment or likes to play games. This is why we need to have the fuckboy episode, because I don't understand why they do it, really.
Yeah. You know, that's why the documentaries, or the it's coming. After, when I get back, I'm ready to just, like...
Fuckboy documentary.
Yeah.
Documentary.
The fuckboy flipbook. Fuckboy index card. The whole fuckboys 101. Could just get great.
Yeah.
And then feeling ashamed.
Nah, I don't feel ashamed.
You know?
I mean, really, what did she say? She felt ashamed for letting her friends know? Or she wanted to hide it from... Oh, she downplays it to her friends.
Yeah.
The thing is that, like, once you open up that can of fuckboy beans or whatever, like, you just get in a girl circle and everybody will be like, yep, that happened to me. Yep, that happened to me.
Yeah.
Yep, that happened to me. Like, unless all your friends are, like, in these massive, like, great relationships or something like that, they can probably relate to you as well.
Exactly.
So. And you know what? If they're judging you, then they're not real friends.
Yeah, and we're not judging you.
Not saying that your friends are not real friends.
I understand. I fell for a fuckboy, too.
My whole life has been a fuckboy. Right? No, he was not a fuckboy.
It takes a long time to get over.
One of the first people I ever started to, like, post Akeem was a fuckboy, though.
Uh-huh.
But they've all been fuckboys. Haven't all been. They haven't all been fuckboys.
Forever and forever.
But the first person was, like, a massive fuckboy.
Mm.
Yeah. And yeah, I was, like, I was unaware of that because I didn't really, like, I heard of fuckboy in theory, but I never experienced it for myself. Yeah, and so I'm glad that was, like, my first experience.
That's so
made me
funny.
Cold to the game.
Just got on in. You just gotta dive into your fuckboy pool and sift through for the non-penetrative boy. Like, what is
the non-penetrative boy?
Yeah,
the make love boy.
The nice guy,
but a real nice human guy, being. Not a fake nice guy.
Yeah. So I feel you, girl.
Yeah. Sorry, Michaela. Thank you for writing us.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Let us know. Keep us updated.
Yeah. And even if you're, like, struggling, like, you can tell us about the struggling feelings.
Yeah.
I feel that.
You hear a struggle every single
week. I give you, like, the deepest. I give you, like, the shadows of my life.
Yeah, you do.
We'll take everything you have.
Yeah.
So, Juliet asks, what have been your experiences with food and sex? Do you find it adds to the experience or detracts? Thanks, Dong Lover. Oh, her name is Dong Lover. JK. She's not Juliet. This is Dong Lover. It's almost like Donald Glover.
Exactly,
you know?
What it's like.
Oh, so brilliant. I fucking love her. Food and sex. I've had, like, food prepared for me right before.
You're so spoiled.
Right before
sex. You're so spoiled. Prepared for me? Yeah, oh, I wish any of these niggas could cook.
It was a platter. It was just like a fairway baguette with olive oil and balsamic vinaigrette, a little bit of grapes, a little bit of white cheddar cheese.
That's good things to have before chocolate. Sex. I don't know about the cheese, but everything else
hummus,
is like
carrot sticks.
Oh, man. Fuck you, man.
Glass of nice wine from the winery.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, I live a good life.
I live a great life. Did you ever, like...
So cherished.
Have you ever eaten the food off of her or anything like that?
No.
Back in the day, I don't know, it was just like, man, we're having sex a lot. Let's try everything that could ever be tried, except anal, because he doesn't like anal or whatever. So it would just be like... Clearly I'm mad. It would be like a lot of, like, whipped cream situations and, like, hot chocolate situations.
Ah.
Not hot chocolate,
Chocolate
syrup. Chocolate syrup, yeah. And then, like, strawberry situations, but they never really mattered to me. Like, it doesn't particularly turn me on.
Did she feel sticky?
Yeah, but I don't
care. Yeah, whatever.
I mean, I didn't actually ever, like, put it on my pussy or anything like that.
I see. You know, yeah, like, on the titty. I don't think it should be there either.
Nah, that's like a yeast infection waiting to happen that you just don't need to deal
with.
You're
just feeding yeast.
Yeah, you are.
Mm.
I've probably, like, whipped creamed the dick a little bit. You like put a condom on after. So
and your
whipped cream residue isn't going in your vagina.
It's not in your badge.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Coconut oil, if it's considered a food.
Coconut oil has been in my vagina.
I use it. Yeah. I put coconut oil in my vagina.
It's a nice massage situation.
Yeah.
I'd say the semi, it's not even foodie. It's just like doing drugs while sex. Like, I've gotten high. I've been, Brownies. Like, smoking weed while receiving
That's
head.
Cool.
It was so fun.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun.
Smoking weed while receiving head?
Yeah, I was proud of that.
That's kind of, that sounds like something out of, like, a Larry Clark film or something
Larry
like that.
Larry Clark.
Yeah, he, like, made kids. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, but I hear rough things about it.
Yeah. I think he... Lucas?
What?
Larry Clark? Any thoughts?
Never seen kids.
Aside from kids, he's just done so much... like, pre-teen intense drama films. But it's, like, a lot of sex, and it's, like, why does Larry Clark want to explore pre-teen sexuality so much? Like, to the point where it veers on creepiness. But smoking weed while you're getting head, it sounds like it's from Larry Clark.
I've also blown John while outside, while by a river, while he was getting high.
That's amazing.
It was
and he
fun.
Probably he probably looks so cool while doing it.
Yeah. He was like the coolest guy.
I gotta give somebody a blowjob.
And I was like, no, you can keep doing that. There's no need to stop. I'll just be down here.
Fuck. Yeah.
It was fun.
That's why I fuck with you.
It was fun.
I love it. Yeah, the kid I'm talking to right now, he like smokes cigarettes, whatever. Cancer sticks, fuck it, who cares? I'm gonna give him a blowjob while he smokes cigarettes.
It's kinda hot.
Like soon.
I think it's
definitely gonna happen.
Tomorrow.
Monday.
Put it on the calendar. You went through the practicalities and
it couldn't happen tomorrow.
This is when it can happen.
If you're hearing this, it already happened.
If you're hearing this, it already happened. Amazing. Hopefully.
Yeah. I think it's like a little bit of a dominance thing because he's focusing on something else.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like people
so you're like
being
vying
ignored.
For the attention. Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I like that.
Guess I like to be degraded a little bit. It has nothing to do with food, I suppose.
Yeah, we went off on such a tangent.
Thank you, Dong Lover.
Yes, thank you, Dong
as
Lover.
As always.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's interesting because her other question.
Hi, Zex.
I would love to answer it.
Okay.
So another question from the gazebo. Which is also a Dong Lover. Y'all get high. What has been the best high sex you've ever had? Were you both high or just one? How does one plan for good high sex?
Okay.
I wouldn't call myself an expert.
Okay.
But I'd say in my heyday, as I adjust my glasses.
my heyday.
I've had like sex high, like weed high, which is very... It's great. Just everything is all heightened. And I think head in particular is quite fantastic when high on weed. I guess the best high... I don't know if it was shrooms or if it was DMT. it was DMT because I felt like my whole entire body was sunshine. And then...
Your body is sunshine.
And then fucking... You know what? That's a Walt Whitman quote. You are sunshine to every square inch, or something like that. It was like it's a little beautiful. Fucking magnet I had. I love Walt Whitman.
Yeah, you said
amazing to me. Everyone knows. It's before Breaking Bad. But, yeah, it was the DMT high while sexing that was just like, whoa. Because I went for a walk near a park and I was like, everywhere is a painting. And then it was just great. And then I woke up in the middle of the night like, I am a hot pink triangle. I was just feeling so good. It was just great. So that, and I don't know if you really have to plan.
What was the sex like?
Oh, the sex
fuck
was...
are you talking about? It was a hot pink triangle.
Yeah, that was just a feeling. That was me.
I can't comprehend. I've only smoked weed, guys. I'm such a pussy. Whatever.
No. Don't. You don't need to go any further. And then, Callie's gonna be great. Anyway,
ooh,
adjusting the glasses again.
Yeah.
Both of us were high. How does one plan for good high sex? I don't think you have to do much planning. Just, like, I guess...
What if you're a freak-out high kind of person?
Then it might not be the best thing for you, because you'll be freaking out and you're not going
to
be around.
Not all... I mean, I am a freak-out high kind of person. I just have to remind myself that not what I'm going into before is, like, okay and good.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of prep like, this is good, this is going to be fun, it's going to be an awesome time. And then, if you're with someone you trust in an environment that you're comfortable in, you're less likely to freak the fuck out.
What if you're not?
Oof.
Yeah.
I think, but that's also, like... I don't know if I would have sex in a place I wasn't comfortable with.
You got someone you don't know.
Someone I don't know while high.
Getting high.
I just
feel like... Remember that time I went to that kid's house? Just to smoke weed.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
That was fine, though. That worked out.
There was one point where he was just, like, licking my titty. And you know when you're high and you just start thinking about life too much? That's what happened. That's what happened. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking about or whatever. But it was just... No, I didn't. Because that would have made me, like, freak out on top of itself. It would just be bad. So I'm glad I didn't freak out. But then at a point, like, you know, where, like, everything's, like, super heightened. Like, the sound of its tongue flicking on my nipple was just, like, too loud. And I'm like, oh, this is disgusting. It's disgusting. And I was like, he's not ugly by any means, but I was like looking at him like, oh, he's fucking ugly. Why am I here?
He's
why
human.
Am I here?
He's too human.
Slow down. Reel yourself back. Reel yourself. So like that all happens in the time that he's licking my titty. It's like, why are you only licking one titty? But whatever. And then he like,
couldn't even focus on that.
And then like
too much.
I guess he had like cotton mouth, or maybe I was imagining it, but like his saliva was like getting very white and stuff like that. I'm just like, oh, I hate this. So that's all happening in my head, and he's just like having a good time. Oh. And then he comes out and he's like, how's that? And I was like, it was good. But I was lying. It was not good.
So you're like, it was good, but you know those time lapses where a duck decomposes in the forest? That's how it was.
Exactly.
It's like we're in an open field, getting closer and closer. Oh, I'm going to give myself a nightmare tonight. That's horrible.
Oh, God.
I try not to think. Oh, every single bad thing that scares me is in my mind right
now.
I remember I was high once and I was like scared of John.
Oh, my God. No.
His face was just very scary. He was just smiling. I was like,
Exactly. Exactly.
He's like, oh, no. Are you okay?
Nope.
Scared me. He's like, wait. He was just like, he was moving too much. Moving way too much. I was like, oh no. Oh, it was rough. That was a rough time.
I can imagine.
But yeah, no, I can't out anybody else for doing drugs except John. I think he's okay with it.
Okay. Oh boy. Yeah.
He is okay with it.
Okay.
So how does one plan? I'd say be comfy or know what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
Have
your coping
things around you,
going
I guess. You don't want to be searching around for shit when you're high.
Oh, true.
Because when I get high, I get, like, mad tired.
I've seen it.
But, yeah. That's my tip for you.
Cool. All right. We got a sex story by Navadius Wilburn. That's not actually Future, guys. This person just used Future's name. Maybe it is Future. Maybe Future.
Hey, you know, there's no way that we can know that it's...
Future loves this podcast.
Yeah.
So, Navadius writes, "So I went on a first date with a woman to play pool and ping pong. We're playing, having a good time. We stopped playing pool to play ping pong." Okay. Good details. Thank you. She wants to wager despite the fact that she's never played ping pong before. So I'm like, okay, what are we betting? She says if she wins, she gets a foot massage.
All right.
Okay. She asks what I want if I win. Me being the awkward duck I am, I stand there pondering, not knowing what I should ask for. After 30 seconds of me going, she says, you can get a back massage.
I like her. I like that.
I'm like, yeah, that sounds sweet. So we play to 20 points. I didn't even let her get to 10 points, B. We had a good laugh about that. So she wants a rematch with an additional wager. She just wanted to play for ego, no tangible prize. For me, she said I can kiss her for 5 minutes straight.
Whoa.
I'm like, okay. So we play to 20 again. This time she almost won, but she didn't because fuck that. So we're getting ready to leave and she says she's hungry. I'm like, there's food here at the pool spot or we can do a restaurant on this block. She decides to look at the menu for the pool spot. After 2 minutes, she says, do you eat McDonald's? That's interesting. I'm thinking she might be judging me, so I'm reluctantly like, well, you know, if there's nothing else, but I barely eat it. He's trying to play.
Then at McDonald's for breakfast.
I live off McDonald's. Supersize me. Then she says, okay, I'm not that hungry. I just want a little McDonald's snack if you don't mind. I said, okay, that's fine. In my head, I'm like, it's motherfucking lit. She's saving me money. Fuck yes, we out. I was so happy. Hell, you don't say. So we went outside and I walked towards McDonald's. She said, where are you going? I'm like, McDonald's is right here. She says, let's go to one close to where I'll give you your massage.
Oh.
I'm like, where's that? She's like, I don't know, your place? And I'm like, okay. In my head, I'm like, all right, then. So we get to Mickey D's, then go to my place. I really didn't anticipate her coming over, so my room was a fucking mess. I had to make her wait outside my room for 10 minutes while I tried my best. Aw, that's cute. We go in and she gives me my massage as promised. I offered to massage her feet anyway, despite the fact that she lost the wager, but she declined. Wow, she didn't even want a massage. She said her feet were too hit for all of that right now.
What's that mean? Like, just
they're fucked up.
Tired?
Yeah,
oh, okay. I understand. Tired.
That's funny.
I'm learning.
So we started making out for 5 minutes as promised. That turned into 10 minutes. She looked at my clock and said, you're over your time limit. I said, my clock is broken. Don't worry about that. Real smooth guy. Real smooth. So we ended up getting into it, making sex. So we're doing it for a little while. Somewhere in here, she made fun of me for moving a little strange because I was cramping up a bit. I laughed it off, but I ain't care because I'm still beating it up. All right. At some point, she looks at my clock and says, it's about to be my mom's birthday. You gotta hurry up and come so me and my little sis can sing her happy birthday.
Jeez.
I'm like, okay, just give me a bit. She says, you got like 10 minutes, boy. Make it count. I'm like, damn, all right. So I used up the 10 minutes and finished. I was ready to take her home, but then she wanted to sit down because she felt like she might pass out.
Oh, no.
I'm like, what's going on? You have a medical problem?
Aww.
She says, yeah, but I don't know what it is. All I know is every now and then when I'm physically active, I black out or almost black out. And I'm like, damn, I'm sorry. And I'm trying to comfort her, and I'm concerned. In my head, I was like, oh my God, please don't pass out. Not just because that would be awful, but also because God knows what it'll look like to someone when I say I had sex with a woman and she passed out afterwards.
Jeez.
She didn't, though. She felt better after relaxing, and I took her home afterwards. Haven't seen her since then, though. She hit it and curved me. The end.
There's many funny points in there.
It was a good story.
Just, you got 10 minutes, then I got it's like the detail in there.
Right.
Like,
I gotta say happy birthday to my mom. Okay.
It's just.
Do you have a medical problem? Yeah, I have no idea what it is, though. Didn't let him know beforehand.
That's something.
What if she passed out during? Like, what the fuck?
Yeesh.
You should probably let a partner know.
Yeah, you should, because
like
that's grim.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God,
I'm very upfront.
Her.
I got asthma. I can't ride you like that. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Interesting that she offered the foot massage, but then didn't want it.
So she wanted to get rid of the dick because she knew she had to go sing her mom happy birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
So she got a time management.
Exactly. Didn't want a meal. She was just like, nigga, get me some McDonald's. Let's fuck.
I ate his lit.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a good story.
Who is this? Who's
Nevadius Wilburn.
Nevadius Wilburn.
Yeah. Thanks, Nevadius.
What a great person.
Yeah. We appreciate you.
You.
All right, one more.
Pansy Parkinson. Okay, so I was kind of sort of talking to this young man that I met through one of my friends. He was cool and seemed smart, so I naturally assumed he was around the same age as me, 23. When I actually asked him his age, he told me that he was 19. I'm normally not about the cougar lifestyle, but this young man seemed to be wise and beyond his years, and also, he often offered to share his weed with me, winky face. I already knew he liked me from the first time he met me, but I was talking to someone else at the time and told him that, so I just thought we could be friends. We hung out one night after I got off of work, and we just sat in his car and smoked. Hey, hey. The next time we hung out after we smoked, we went into his house and stayed in his room. As I lay down in his bed, I realized how high I was and my inner ho started to come out.
Yeah, girl.
But I fought the urge to be completely ho-like.
Oh.
Girl, never. Just
never.
Kidding.
When you want to.
I couldn't fuck this guy tonight. We kissed that night a lot and got really close, but we didn't have sex. The next few times we hung out, we would always go a little further than before. Kissing, touching, all that good stuff.
Mm.
But I would always stop before it became too much. He was getting annoyed with me, but why did I care? One day, we met for lunch and once again decided to go back to his house to smoke. He invited me in and we laid down to watch Martin. Aww. Started kissing and I don't know if it was the weed or the fact that I was full and happy, but I decided that this young man could get a chance. Now, up until this point, I didn't want to get to this point because I thought, one, he was too young for me. Two, he wouldn't know what to do with this.
Mm. Yeah.
But on the other hand, the guys I was fucking when I was 19 used to put in good, good work. So here was his chance to prove himself. I really appreciate that. After some resistance from me, we laid on the bed, and he proceeded to take off my clothes. At this point, I had about half an hour before I had to leave, so I told him he needed to hurry it up, lol. He tried to stick it in, and it wasn't working. He kept trying, fingering me for a while, and then tried again. He wasted so much time trying to stick it in. I eventually dried up, all, and was so over the attempt. I told him I had to go, but he was like, no, wait, let me try again.
Oh my god.
He then proceeded to finger me again, and then this little boy pulled out my Nuva ring.
Oh my god.
And then had the nerve to say, oh, this is why I wasn't going in. Flat face. I'm beyond done with this kid at this point. I then proceeded to yell at him for taking it out and was like, well, and he was like, well, what is that? And I explained what it was, where it was placed, and why it was not the reason he couldn't stick it in. I had to say goodbye at that point and go home.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, he has hit me up talking about how he wanna fuck me and how he gonna beat it up. And all I can ever say is, young man, you don't know how to handle this. Shaking my head. He, didn't know. Has he never seen a Nuva Ring commercial? But I guess, like,
19,
I don't pay attention to every commercial.
He doesn't care about birth control. He doesn't give
this is why I couldn't go in. I don't know how big Nuva Ring is, actually.
It's never
It's not gonna block your dick.
You can't go in.
Yeah. Like, that's why I feel like if you even saw it was like, oh, this tiny little thing is why my dick couldn't fit in here. What? Nah.
Mm. It makes me feel embarrassed.
I didn't do it.
It just makes me feel embarrassed for all parties involved.
Do you need a doctor to put it back in? Right?
No, you don't.
No,
you've
okay.
asked me that so many times.
You know?
It doesn't seem very complicated.
No.
No.
But that's when you have bad sexual, bad sex ed classes. You
exactly.
don't know these forms of contraception.
Exactly.
You wouldn't be pulling out a girl. Why would you pull something out of someone's vagina?
Vagina.
Yeah.
Why would you pull it out? What is this? Like, what made you so, you know what I mean?
Maybe he thought he put it in there by accident. Oh, this is why it wasn't going in. Oh my god. So like the whole time he knows it's not going in.
Wait, he just couldn't get his dick inside of her? Is that what was happening? I didn't even think about the fact that he just couldn't get his dick in to the appropriate slot. You know?
That's happened to me before.
But just I guess was he
I don't know why
was he getting soft?
Oh, he was getting soft, yeah. Because I think the condom was too small.
Okay, gotcha. So there's
a massive dick.
That's a okay.
I only met him like once. Though.
The extra. I love how that's Ralph. I only met him once, but I do know.
No, I said it only went in once.
Oh.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry this happened to you.
Yeah.
That's just a lot to. It can be embarrassing. I feel like I like to be patient of things because things don't always get in right away. It's like do 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 do.
That's why this whole story just makes me cringe. I'm just like, ugh, like what do you do when it doesn't go in? It's just like an awkward moment.
It's just like let's regroup. I will just spread the lips apart and, you know, draw a nice little target sign around. And you can just fly the plane on.
Oh, my God.
It's rough. Sometimes you just gotta not panic. Not pull out NuvaRing rings left and right.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. If you feel a ring in a woman's vagina,
don't take it out.
Super concerned, to say, hey, do you have a NuvaRing? Or do you have, like, I don't know what type of contraceptive that would be called.
You might ask, but you could just say, what's going on here? If you have no idea what's going on.
But, like, don't pull it out.
Yeah.
Because that's rude.
It is. What is this? Nigga, like, that was in me for a reason.
It's like somebody, like, unscrewing, like, my septum piercing. You're like, what the fuck are you going on here?
It's a part of me. Take things out of my body.
You can't do that. Yeah.
I feel violated.
I just hated the whole story.
Just imagine what you thought was, like, the best case scenario if you pulled it out. Like, what was gonna happen?
This is why
his dick would automatically go in. Yeah,
what is that?
Like, exactly right. As if it was like an obstruction.
God, the gates of heaven.
Ew, God.
All right, guys.
Sorry to end on that note.
But if you send us more of your stories,
we can have another episode.
Yeah, I really had fun doing this.
Yeah, and if we didn't read your story, don't worry.
Yeah, it'll come back up.
Thank you for joining us again on another episode of Inner Ho Uprising. We'll be back with our regularly scheduled show, all four segments. In a couple of weeks, we are having a Valentine's Day party. Talked about this on the last episode, and by now you might have seen our flyers going around for it.
Yeah, hopefully.
In which we let you guys know what to do. But basically, if you haven't heard of this before, we're having a party for Valentine's Day. It'll be us and our friends and 15 of you guys.
Yeah.
To get into the party, we're asking you to do two out of three things. The first thing you can do is rate us 5 stars on iTunes and give us a nice, good review. A review that's actually relevant to the show, not just like, I want to see those bitches' titties.
Yeah.
Like that. That's one of the first things you can do, and screenshot that to us and send us an email at ihupodcast@gmail.com. The next thing you can do is tweet at the 5 people that we have asked you to tweet at and just be like, hey, it's a great podcast. You should totally check it out. And the third thing you can do is take one of our thumbnails, put it on your Instagram, give us a great caption where you tell your friends to, like, listen to us and what you like about the show, put that on your Facebook and your Twitter as well, and send us a screenshot of that, once again, to ihupodcast@gmail.com.
Make it heartfelt and a little personal.
Yeah, and we'll be like, duh, you're coming to our party. Sam's gonna twerk on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can happen. That's realistic.
That's probably going to happen.
It'll happen anyway.
I just like to twerk.
Enough sangria. Anything is possible.
Yeah, and it'll be a great party, and we'll turn up. It might be BYOB.
We'll see.
We'll
see what can happen.
We're seeing what our funds are like.
Yeah.
The no fun.
Very low. Very low.
No fun. Zone. But either way, it's going to be a very fun party. So, yeah. Send in your material so you can be one of the 15 lucky listeners.
Yeah. You can find me at Shanika Powell, SHANIKA POWELL.
Yeah. I'm Slam. You can find me at SlamRid on Instagram and Twitter. That's SlamRid. We are, as a collective, Slam Pow Productions. You can find us at Slam_Pow on Instagram and Twitter, and Slam Pow Productions on YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah. Now, leaving you off with a little something sexy.
You've been raising him like a pig for slaughter. Don't tell me now that you've grown to care for the boy. Always.